principal and independent teacher of, in connection with Stone Creek and the Empty Bowl Sangha of Katavi. So I'm not here today, so he's giving the talk. Yeah. But I'm so glad to be able to be back and hear the talk. So I'd much rather have it that way.
Right. But I hate it that you had to give up beautiful New England.
There were a lot of mosquitoes. Black flies. Humidity.
Oh. Well, I call today's talk Awakening to Your Dream. No one here should need have pointed out to you that much of your life is spent dealing with the exigencies of what used to be called keeping body and soul together. There's the job, the vehicle, the housing, the food, the medical bills, the clothes, the insurance, and endlessly on and on. And then there are those emotion-laden and powerful concerns that are hard to define, but they are expectations that play a major role in our life and our concerns. And those are things like our social status and its partner, what the neighbors think. We're all affected by that. Come on. then there's your partner, your other, and what is going on between you two. And then there's the expectations of your family and your peers. Then also there's things like the need to just get away from it all once in a while. And the need for just friendship, companionship, not being, feeling alone and cut off from others. All those things really keep you occupied. But you'd think that that would be it. That would be enough. You can't take any more for anything else. But it's that anything else I'm talking about today. And what I call it is your dream. And I don't mean daydream. And the importance of awakening to it. Well, what do I mean by dream? And what is awakening to that dream? What I'm going to try to express is very difficult to put into words. In fact, it can't be verbalized because it's not in the realm of concepts and thinking. It's a vision, a waking dream, if you will. But still, I have to make the attempt. And the impossible is, expressing the impossible is the job of a teacher. So that's what we're stuck with. So let me begin in a very unlikely place, at least unlikely for a Zen talk. As I was beginning to work on this talk, I remembered the opening lines of a sonnet by the romantic poet William Wordsworth. And these are the lines that came to my mind. The world is too much with us, late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours, we have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. Now Wordsworth was primarily expressing his distress at what was going on in the Industrial Revolution, which was taking place at that time, and the concomitant alienation of people from the natural world. But what Wordsworth saw happening close on to 200 years ago is now fully mature. And we are becoming increasingly aware of just how alienated we are from not only nature, but from our own true nature. So in our really incredibly complex material and social culture, and what we're walking into even deeper and deeper. We no longer have time and energy to, as Joseph Campbell put it, follow our bliss, to pursue our vision. We have given our hearts away, and it is indeed a sordid boon. However, the fact that you are here today in this Zendo, listening to this kind of fuzzy talk, and sitting Zazen on a holiday weekend, demonstrates that for you the dream, the vision, is alive and is being fed and cared for. But do you realize that's what you're doing? For what we need to do is to open our hearts to the vision and allow it to ripen and grow more inclusive, to include it more and more in our daily affairs, so that it fully informs our lives. Now, a few weeks ago, I gave a series of three talks to the Empty Bowl Sangha in Kitati on Dogen's really amazing essay that he called Within a Dream, Expressing the Dream. As I told my students, this is Dogen at his most outrageously iconoclastic and mind-boggling. The more I delved into it, the more it was like entering Alibaba's cave with its piles of jewels and precious objects. One student asked, after the second talk, just what is the meaning of the phrase, within a dream, expressing a dream? A phrase which occurs in almost every sentence of the essay, and sometimes more than once in a sentence. And I had to tell her that the truth is that the phrase has no meaning in the sense that we usually give to that word. It's more like Alibaba's open sesame that opens our eyes to the treasure that is naturally ours, inside and outside. It's the traditional Buddhist teaching of the jewel, the wish-fulfilling jewel that's hidden and forgotten in the lining of our clothes. Now, this dream is all universes throughout space and time. And it is the immense vision of the Buddha, and also each vision of each being, no matter how diluted that vision of the good life may be. It's the lifeblood of stars, of trees, of simple men and sages. It's the pulsating heart at the center of the universe and in the lowliest being. All of this is the dream that you must awaken to. Now notice, please, I did not say awaken from. That's dualistic. You awaken to your dream. And that's what Dogen is telling us repeatedly in Within a Dream, Expressing a Dream. Now here's a brief passage from it. And what I'm going to do is, after each line, give a little comment on it. So, but Dogen said, making one brief utterance beyond understanding and beyond knowing is the expression of the dream within a dream. Yes! Affirm life and fully affirm it. And then when you deny it fully. Just put everything into it. And then the next sentence was, as the expression of the dream within a dream is the 1,000 hands and eyes of Avalokiteshvara that function by many means. Now the 1,000 activities and responses of the Bodhisattva are ubiquitous. There's always a response to our call for help. We may not realize it, but the Bodhisattva is always there. It's ubiquitous. That's the dream within a dream. And then he said, the manifesting body is the expression of the dream within a dream. Both the loveliness and fragility of the body, all bodies, and it's the thingness of things. And all of these dharmas, ephemeral nature, that's all the expression of the dream within a dream. And then finally, taking hold and letting go are the expression of the dream within a dream. So reaching out in our desire and our intention and being free of attachment to our desires and our intentions. Those are the dream within a dream expressions. Now, all of this is expressing the dream within a dream, but it's only scratching the surface of Dogen's vision. What Dogen is showing us by refusing to pin down the expression, but rather exploding the expression of the dream into a kaleidoscopic vision, is the luminous revelation of Buddha nature and each and every phenomenon. It's very difficult for most of us to relax and open ourselves to this vision, but it is nonetheless there before us at all times and in all places. Dogen says, awakening and dreaming from the beginning are one suchness, the genuine reality. Now, there are a number of startling passages in this essay, but perhaps the most startling is his quotation of a section of the Lotus Sutra, and I'll read the section that he quotes. All Buddhas with bodies of golden hue, splendidly adorned with 100 auspicious marks, hear the Dharma and expound it for others. In the dream, you are made king. Then forsake palace and household entourage, along with utmost satisfaction the five senses' desires, and travel to the site of practice under the Bodhi tree. On the lion's seat, in search of the way, after 7 days, you attain the wisdom of the Buddha, completing the insurpassable way. Arising and turning the Dharma wheel, you expound the Dharma for the four groups of practitioners throughout thousands of millions of kalpas, expressing the wondrous Dharma free of flaws and liberating innumerable sentient beings. Finally, you enter Nirvana, like the smoke dispersing as the lamp is extinguished. If later in the wicked world one expounds this foremost Dharma, one will produce great benefit, like the merit just described. That's an incredible passage. That's all directed at you. You are the Buddha. So Dogen comments on this. All dharmas awakened in the dream are genuine truths. In awakening, there are aspiration, practice, enlightenment, and nirvana. Within the dream, there are aspiration, practice, awakening, and nirvana. Every awakening within a dream is the genuine truth, without regard for large or small, superior or inferior. Now, in order to connect with what Dogen and the Lotus Sutra are revealing here, you need to find in yourself the dream within a dream that has motivated your youthful quest for meaning and the end to confusion, and that led you to walk out into the vast and mysterious world, that led you to leave the nest, that led you here. Whether it was for the quest for knowledge, the longing for freedom of movement, the urge to follow a vision of expressivity in art or science, or the many other visions that move us, it was the fire of life that needed expression in our activities and commitments. It doesn't matter whether the dream was grand and noisy or simple and quiet, large or small. But sooner or later, you encountered both inner and outer obstacles to your dream, and either you pulled away from the dream into distractions and let your dreams wither, or you wake up for a moment, and this is your awakening within the dream. Perhaps only a small awakening, but it is a glimpse of the truth, as Dogen said. All dharmas awakened in the dream are genuine truths. And what you're likely to see at that moment of understanding of the dream was that it was too small and needed to become more inclusive and less confining. And then one day, perhaps the dream becomes the dream of a bodhisattva, the dream of a Buddha. That's our practice. Any comments or questions?